When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For our next question, let's fly over to Paris. Wouldn't that be fun to all just kind of get in a plane and head to Paris? Well, I'm not sure I can do that at the moment. I got a couple other commitments today. Maybe tomorrow we can go to Paris. But at least virtually and audibly, we're going to hear from an architect in Paris, a Parisian architect named Louis. He's looking to build more than just structures. He's got a lot of experience. In fact, a decade of architectural experience. And at least partly inspired by our show, he's planning to venture into the realm of 3D visualization. Did I say that right? Visualization, always a tough word for me. Well, listen, I love hearing your ideas. I love knowing what you're up to, what you're thinking about, how we perhaps could be just a small boost in your direction, how we can help you with some next steps, some inspiration, perhaps some experience built on thousands of episodes, lots of case studies, lots of research around the world from people starting different businesses. That's what we're all about, helping you and many other listeners by proxy with their side hustle ideas and their side hustle business. In Louis's case, let's see how we can stack the building blocks in his favor, you know, for his side hustle since he is an architect. Okay. Quick shout out to our sponsor and then let's hear his question.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello there, I'm Louis from Paris. I'm an architect by profession, and I've been practicing for over a decade. Your podcast, which I found recommended on an architectural forum, has inspired me to consider alternate revenue streams. I'm thinking about starting a side hustle, providing high-quality 3D visualization services to other architects and real estate developers. Given my knowledge of architecture and design software, how can I market my services to attract the right clientele?
Louis, good to hear from you. Sounds like your background in architecture, your proficiency with design software could set the perfect stage for offering 3D visualization services. I really practiced saying visualization there. There is definitely a demand in that market because that 3D visualization provides our tangible perspective on architectural design and real estate development. But of course, we need to go from idea to offer. Okay, I wrote a lot about this in the Side Hustle book just because a lot of really skilled and smart people struggle in going from like, okay, I've got this skill, but they don't know how to turn it into an offer. They don't know how to market their service. So to market your service, you need to start by defining your target audience clearly. Like you mentioned architects and real estate developers, but let's get more specific with that. And then I know I said get more specific, but you could expand to interior designers or even construction companies. So let's just try to figure out who the ideal customer, the single ideal customer might be, because it's really important to match your offer and your messaging to them. Next, you want to make sure you have a pretty professional portfolio that showcases your best work. Hopefully Lewis has already been working on this since he's been practicing for over a decade. At least he has a lot of good work. Maybe there's a question of compiling it or putting it together. And if possible, don't just show the work, also provide some case studies and testimonials. That's going to go a long, long way. In some ways, that's more important than the work itself. The fact that people have been satisfied and you have met those needs or even exceeded their expectations. So from there, okay, you know, what actually is the offer? Like, how do you do this? How do you put yourself out there? Networking is going to be important, especially since you're looking for some pretty specific kinds of clients. This is not a mass market thing where you're going to have thousands of customers and clients. You're going to have a handful of them, most likely. So definitely start reaching out, connecting on LinkedIn, getting advice from people, but also just letting them know that you are available. And then, you know, it always starts with one client. That's why we have that first $1,000 series. So get that first client and grow from there. Referrals will be everything at a certain point, but you want to get to that point. So Lewis, I'm cheering you on. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know your ideas, what you're working on. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. I so enjoy working on the podcast for you. We've got a lot coming up in the fall, especially as I get off book tour here. So continue to listen. It's all free. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.